If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a million-dollar cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to logansCleaningCo.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy.
And so I have learned in my 10 years of being in business that there's four ways to learn a skill, or at least I have done. I learned a skill in four different ways. And so I want to share those four skills with you first before we dive into the skill of cleaning fulfillment.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
And so the first skill I learned after 7 years of owning a gym, I knew that like the business of owning a gym, it just wasn't for me. Like I didn't feel it, right? I wanted financial, I wanted time freedom. And upon stumbling upon the cleaning business, like I discovered that it had great margins, right? It was in high demand and the operations, they seemed really simple. The only problem was that I just didn't have any cleaning experience. And so fortunately, these four strategies that I had learned previously to acquire skill, they came in handy in this specific situation. So before I tell you about how I learned the skill of cleaning, let me tell you about these four unique strategies first, and maybe they'll apply to you as well. And they're in no particular order, okay? And so the first way I've learned a skill before is I've just worked for free. And so the first time that I did that was about 5 months from graduating from college. I was getting ready to graduate with an exercise science degree, and I had zero leads for getting myself a job in the fitness industry. And in fact, I had never worked in the fitness industry. I had tried to apply for personal training positions. Of course, I got rejected. I tried to apply for like front desk positions, like making people's smoothies and their coffees and folding towels. And apparently I wasn't good enough for that either. I even tried to be like a cleaner, like someone who walked around and cleaned the equipment, and denied. So out of desperation, I searched personal trainers in Bozeman, Montana. And in my head, I was like, I'm just going to reach out to all these personal trainers and see if I can work for them, right? For free. And so 1 month later, I got one response back, and it was from this trainer named Sean. And so Sean was a strength conditioning coach for the local high school, and he was a personal trainer at a big gym in Bozeman, Montana. And so Sean ended up becoming my very first mentor, and he taught me everything about the personal training industry. He taught me things I didn't even know that I needed to know. And it was one of those moments that I learned more in that first week of shadowing him than I had learned in my previous 5 years in college. And I was like, wow, I should have just done this right when I got out of high school. And I ended up shadowing him for 6 months, absolutely free, didn't get paid a single dime. And because of that, he ended up giving me an opportunity to get in front of the right people who hired people who worked at the gym he worked at. And he got me my first job. And my first job was a front desk attendant. And I made $7 an hour. And I was making espresso coffees, Americanos, frappes, lattes, whatever they were. Like, I don't drink coffee. So I was like, it was actually really uncomfortable for me to learn how to make coffee. And I didn't understand any of the language. It was really fun. And then, of course, I made smoothies and all that stuff and folded towels. I got really good at towel origami. Total side point. But I did that. And taking that job, it got me the next contact I needed to know, which was the guy inside that gym who actually hired personal trainers. And his name was Josh. And Josh and me developed a good relationship because I saw him every single day. I always talked to him. I had a good personality. And when the time came open for a personal training position and popped up, it was between me and like four other people who are also my co-students who are about to graduate with me. They all had better grades than I did. They were all like getting ready to go to PT school, and I ended up getting the job because I'd worked myself in. So that's how I get my first personal training job. And I ended up spending 2.5 years being a personal trainer at that gym. And I was able to sharpen my skills before I ended up being able to create creating my own business, which was amazing, right? So like super grateful for that opportunity to work for free because it fed me for the next 10 years, right? The next 10 years, it allowed me to live and survive. And oops, I'm gonna go back here. And then it taught me the skill of personal training. So one of my favorite ways is work for free, right? So again, not everybody can be in that position, but if you can, it's amazing. Okay, Let's talk about skill number two that I learned how to acquire a skill is I learned how to serve. And so I'm going to tell you about a story about a networking group. I'm going to start the story with about a networking group that I attended every Thursday morning. It was called the Biz Group. It was a networking group. And I did it every single morning. And it was in that networking group that I ended up meeting this guy named Mike. And so Mike just seemed like an ordinary dude in an ordinary networking group on a Thursday morning in Bozeman, Montana, with an ordinary business where he sold blinds. Well, it was one day when he was talking about his rental properties that my ears, they perked a little bit. And I was like, huh, properties, it was plural, it means more than one. I'm like, who is this guy? I thought to myself. And like at that time, I was like really interested in real estate investing. I'd read Rich Dad Poor Dad. I was like, passive income, that's the way to go. Like, I need to make money while I'm sleeping. And real estate seemed like the best way to do it. And so when I sat down with Mike, I discovered the dude was like super successful. Again, at that time, I think he had like $40,000 in cash flow from his real estate. I'm like, $40,000 cash flow, that seemed like astronomical. It's crazy. This dude's amazing. And so I just wanted to learn how he did it so then I could potentially do it as well. And I know you could definitely help me, but I thought to myself, like, how was I going to help him? And so I started to really think, dive deep, like, what could I do? What could I offer him? Right? Because it definitely wasn't money, definitely wasn't business expertise. But I thought to myself, was he interested in losing weight? I mean, who isn't interested in like losing weight, or who isn't interested in improving? That's kind of what I thought to myself, right? And so I was charging about $60 per session. And I was like, if I trained him twice a week, that would be like $480 a month. I was like, okay. So if I proposed that instead of him paying me $480 a month, that I could train him for free in exchange for me to learn about real estate, do you think he would take it? I was like, I think that's a pretty good offer. And so I proposed it to him and he said yes. And for the next 8 months, we chatted about real estate. But really what I got out of it was not the skill of real estate, because ultimately, like, there's only so much knowledge that you can take before you actually need to take action. But I got the relationship, and that turned out to be the asset that I got from serving Mike. And 4 years later, we ended up buying our first investment property together. And that was like a really like full circle moment. And today, we actually own $3 million of real estate as partners together. And so like it all started by me figuring out, how do I serve this guy? How do I serve him? Yeah, it's like one of my favorite ways to learn a skill is like, what do I already know that someone else might want to know, and just give it to them, right? And just be somebody who gives and gives and gives. And I never expected anything. Like, I figured I would probably learn something from him, but I didn't ever know I was going to build a relationship with him. Didn't ever know we'd buy real estate together. I didn't know he was going to become a partner of mine. Didn't know he was going to be somebody who I end up becoming like an actual friend of mine. So yeah, serving, I think, is one of my favorite things to do, because it, it's just fun to be able to share what I know with somebody else. And so if you look at your life and see, what am I good at? And if you want to be able to get closer to somebody, you want to be able to build a connection with somebody, it's like, just go help them, right? Just make the offer to them. The worst thing you can do is say, how can I help you? Like, then you put it on them to figure it out. Like, you figured out, you have the courage to say, I have this skill set, I think you might like it, and be okay if they say no as well, right? And like, think about something else. So one of my favorite ways to learn a skill is to serve. Okay. The third way is actually to get paid to learn. This might be one of my favorite ways. And so the first time I really experienced this is when Alex approached me to do high ticket sales for his company, Gym Launch. And I was honored that he reached out to me and wanted me to do that, but I had my doubts. I was nervous, to say the least, because the program he asked me to sell was over $100,000. And I had never sold anything for anything close to that. So my fears, my doubts, they were like, I'm not sure if I can do this. But I agreed, right? I agreed because I knew that it would be an amazing experience for me. I really wanted to help Alex out as well. I felt like it would be a huge win-win situation. And so his internal sales training was straightforward. It was really simple. It comes to find out that like selling $100,000 things is pretty much the same thing as selling $10,000 things, or selling $1,000 things, or selling $100 things. It's just there's an extra zero on the end. I learned the process. I practiced the words. I listened to the recordings. I did like sales trainings with Alex himself. And it was amazing because after all that training, it was probably about a week of training that I did. And after that, I started getting on like live calls. Like every time I made a sale, I ended up getting paid twice, right? Once I got paid a commission, right? I got paid pretty well. But most importantly, I got paid with experience, right? And so I was getting paid to learn a skill that will serve me for the rest of my life. And so that skill that I have now, selling $100,000 high ticket services, it'll be with me forever. And it's something that nobody can take away. Like the money can go away, the job can go away, but the skill of being able to sell high ticket services will be with me forever. And it will feed my family forever. Whether I choose to use it or not is up to me, but that is an amazing way to actually acquire a skill, is being paid to learn. It is like so cool and so credible. And so I think so many entrepreneurs, they start up and want to do their own thing. And I think it's great. Like there's so many ways to learn skills. Like we're only sharing ways to learn skills here. But if you want to do my favorite, is like go work for a successful entrepreneur and get paid to learn a skill. And as long as you are upfront with clear expectations that, hey, like I eventually probably want to do my own thing, an entrepreneur will grow you and they will use you for the time they have you, because they know that you're going to leave. So they're going to abuse you and use you and push you hard, because that's actually what entrepreneurship is anyway. And so it just makes sense that they're going to push you while you are an employee of theirs. So, okay. Number four, this is the way I like to do it now. And again, not everyone has this resource when you first get started, but the point of you making money, the point of you being successful, is to be able to do this thing right here. This is how you acquire skills really quickly, and how you can acquire any skill on the planet is you just pay to play. So I'll tell you a little story about this here. Okay. So it was like 2020. We had, or 2019 actually, and we had just bought 4 investment properties in 1 year, and I was rolling, man. I was rolling. I was rolling up and down an emotional roller coaster. That's what I was rolling. On the surface, it looked like I had it figured out, but internally, like I was a basket case. I was out of control. I was like, I don't feel like successful. I don't know what I'm doing. I had money, I had time, but there was still something missing. And so I was like, I gotta figure this out. This doesn't make sense. I thought money was gonna solve my problems. I thought having more time was gonna solve my problems. And so I just was searching for answers. And that search led me to find Chris. And so Chris, he had it all, man. He had the businesses, he had the real estate, he had the family, and he had emotional intelligence. And I desired all those, especially I wanted to learn how to respond to my thoughts and feelings. I was like, I can't control these thoughts. I can't control these feelings. Like I want to be able to learn that skill. And so it was a unique skill that not many people have, or they talked about, or they could help me with. And so when I found Chris had that skill, I was like, this might be the only person that I know in this moment who literally has it all, right? Has everything that I'm looking for. And because it was such a unique problem, it required a unique solution. And so that required me to basically get as close to Chris as I possibly could, right? There wasn't a course. There wasn't a specific book that I could read. I needed like as much proximity to Chris as I possibly could. And turned out that solution was going to cost me $100,000. And when I first figured out how much it would cost me, I was like, ooh, I don't know, right? That's a lot of money. But I also recognized that how important that skill set was, and not only how much money it was going to make me if once I learned it, but like, was it worth it for me to actually feel in control, to feel at peace? And, you know, at that time I was like 31 or 32 years old. I was like, this is a skill set that will serve me for the rest of my life. So even when I'm 80, the skill set of emotional intelligence, it will continue to serve me. And I was like, is that $100,000 really that much money when you spread it out over 80 years, right? Or not 80 years, over the next 50 years. So I'm 80 years old. I'm like, that seems like pretty cheap. So I was like, let's do it, right? Yeah, I knew it was worth it. So I wrote the check. And ironically enough, this program was called Have It All. And so I spent 2 years mentoring with Chris, and the growth, it was fast and furious. As many of you know, like growth is, I mean, when talking about growth in the future, it's really fun. It's exciting. It's like, yes, I'm going to grow. When you talk about growth in the past, it was like, I'm so proud of it. I'm so grateful for it. See what I did. Look what I overcame. But in the present, you're like, you're looking around like, how do I get out of this? This sucks. This is painful. I didn't sign up for this. Please, like, let me out. Let me out. Like, I'm tapping out. And so through mentoring with Chris, I discovered how to become aware of my thoughts and feelings, right? I learned how to use time to make judgments about my thoughts and feelings. I learned that I could make judgments about my thoughts and feelings. And I practice. I practice my responses to my judgments, to my thoughts and my feelings. And through that, I became a much better human. And so, man, that is like one of my favorite ways to learn a skill is literally just to pay someone for the opportunity to learn a lifetime of wisdom. And so specifically in Chris's situation, like he's been learning the skill set for 2 decades. And I was able to shorten that time frame to a couple of years. And I think to me, the fact that I can now have that skill, before, again, I'll be able to use the skill till I'm 80 years old, plus hopefully I make it past 80, but you know what? Freaking worth it. As irony would have it, because of Chris, as a total like side tangent, he's the one who actually turned me on to the cleaning business, which we're talking about tonight.